Welcome to the Credibility Nation Show, the podcast that will help you to continually build and grow your credibility with your host, Mitchell Levy.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, global credibility expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet about who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Dr. Bonnie Clipper, who is the founder and managing director of Innovation Advantage. Is an influential thought leader, nurse advocate, and international speaker on the future of nursing and emerging innovations impacting nursing practice and patient care. And I would say one of my friends and one of our authors. Bonnie, great to see you.
Excellent. Hey, Mitchell, good to see you as well.
Thanks for being here. So what is your customer point of pain, your CPOP?
You know, healthcare organizations that want to transform health through innovation, that's the sweet spot for me.
You know, I'm looking just as a consumer and actually being exposed to the world through your book and others. I'm looking at the world and it's so dramatic of things that are going on. I think if you don't keep up, you'll get lost. I love where you're at. Tell me a little bit more. What do you do?
Absolutely. So when organizations are interested in building a culture of innovation to generate new ideas, to change value propositions, to improve the work that they're doing, to improve their outcomes, to increase their engagement, a lot of those organizations reach out to me to help start putting those building blocks in place to actually change the culture to get staff engaged, no matter who the staff are, whether they're physicians, nurses, leaders, we work with everyone.
So I like the words. I like the thought process. Explain a little bit more. What does that really mean? What should somebody expect if they interact with you?
Well, there's different ways to do that, right? So in healthcare, especially in nursing, nurses don't realize that they're innovators. They really just kind of care for patients. And they're familiar with workarounds because they happen several times a shift. They're familiar with MacGyvering something, but they don't really know the words innovators. So part of what I do is I teach the terminology to the healthcare team and then also help them put processes in place. So one of my favorite tools is actually a hackathon. A hackathon is a beautiful collaborative problem-solving event that brings people together, cross-functional teams, different disciplines, very, very diverse group of people. You give them a challenge or two different challenges, and you have them solve to those challenges. And by the time you're done, you end up with something that everybody feels a part of, and they've poked a lot of holes in it, so you're pretty darn sure that the solution is going to work. So it's a really neat way to bring people together. You empower them, who are the frontline users, the end users. You let them solve the problem. What we see is that a lot of those solutions actually stick because they're the champions and they own it.
That's pretty cool. By the way, you're the first person to use the word MacGyvering as a verb. And for those who are not aware, there was a show called MacGyver where he could fix everything. And I just absolutely adore you for saying that. What gives you the credibility? I know this answer, but I'd love you to share. What gives you the credibility to do what you do?
You know, I've been very, very fortunate in my career. I've been a nurse for quite a long time. I knew when I was six that I wanted to be a nurse, and I fulfilled that dream. I also have spent 20 years as a chief nursing officer. So as an operator, I understand how things work. And that's actually been very, very helpful. And then also had the opportunity to participate as a Robert Wood Johnson Executive Nurse Fellow and a Fellow in Innovation from ASU. So I feel like I have a lot of good, not only street smarts, but book smarts and operational experience to really roll up my sleeves and jump in and make things happen.
And the feedback I get from the people in the industry who I've interacted with who know you is so powerful. It's pretty impressive. How do you go about sharing your credibility?
You know, I think you got, first it's about passion, right? You have to have a skill set, but you really, really have to feel passionate that you want to share that and you want to do a good job. My goal is to help other people do it, right? So if I can empower them and show them how to do it, I want millions and millions of nurses to go forth and innovate and do things. So the more I can actually hand these skills over to them and have them go out and truly transform health through nurse-led innovation, that's powerful. That's amazing stuff.
So you have a book, obviously. You, what are you doing on social media? And you have a pretty active speaking career. Talk a little bit more about those things.
Absolutely. So I'm actually the top nurse influencer in LinkedIn. So I blog regularly. I'm out there very, very frequently. And I've actually hit the threshold now of connections. So I'm tending to accumulate a lot of followers. And I love interacting. I love both when people are supportive and sometimes less than supportive, because I think that interaction and that challenge and pushback is really important to open an honest dialogue. So I do participate quite a bit in LinkedIn. I'm also active in Twitter as well. And then I speak. I speak internationally. I've had the opportunity to go to Spain, Sweden, Canada, was just invited to Singapore as well. So the ability to really share the work that's in the Nurse's Guide to Innovation, it's really intended to be kind of a toolkit, and just talking about that and helping people understand that they too can actually advance their innovative work. That's really cool stuff for me.
I actually love this interview. I will be sharing it often. And listen, you know who you are. First, let me tell you, if you have a company that needs to do better customer service, needs to do customer care. We're not just talking about healthcare. Aren't nurses known as the best customer service model? And if you have a healthcare company, and you need to have innovation, and if you're not barring from the bottom line and bringing up top, you will disappear sometime in the future, and you need to talk to Dr. Bonnie Clipper. Bonnie, how best can people reach out to you?
Grab me on LinkedIn. I'm out there under Bonnie Clipper. Reach out to me there. And on Twitter, I'm at ThoughtLeaderRN. So either way, send me a DM and happy to talk.
You know, thank you so much for sharing your credibility with us today.
It's my pleasure, Mitchell.
And for those watching, click on the like button, share with your friends, and we'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Live. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please rate and recommend it on the platform you're listening to. You can also get more information at credibilitynation.com. And feel free to see the latest update to the credibility research and get a free PDF copy of the book written on this research at aha.pub/research.